Welcome to How to Build a Tent. This show is not about tent building, but how to make you successful. Today, we got Vicky Nguyen swinging by the office on her vacation in Hawaii to talk about Yumbar and her career that she's had in trade show marketing. So if you are interested in trade shows and getting into the profession of trade show marketing, or you have a business that you want to start promoting in trade shows, this is for you. And also for those, I've been talking to a lot of you who are thinking of starting a company on the side or have a company on the side. We're gonna get into some of the things that she's learned and just what she's experienced having a full-time job and doing something on the side. So stay tuned for that. Before we get into the interview with Vicky, go over to crosspolitic.com, become a member, get a lot of great benefits over there. Thank you so much for sharing the show with your friends. That really helps us grow. It's been such an amazing blessing to see this show go from the beginning to where it is now. We're about 30 shows deep with Cross Politic. Thank you so much for continuing to listen, to subscribe, and to share. It's such a big blessing to me. I really appreciate it. If you can go over to Twitter, Instagram, you can find me at How to Build a Tent. You can email me at matthowtobuildatent.com. Love getting your feedback. Love getting into discussions with you guys about business. Got into a discussion on what's better, bourbon or scotch. I'm a big Scotch guy, so please reach out to me. Love to hear from you. All right, let's get into it. Vicky Nguyen, welcome to the show. I'm really excited to have Vicky because I've got a lot of emails from you guys who are working a full-time job and thinking about starting a business or have started a business on the side. And Vicky has a lot of great experience doing both of those things. She's successful in her corporate job and she's doing amazing in her side business as well. So I wanted to have her on the show to just pick her mind, talk to her about her marketing skills and just her job and the corporate career path, and then also her startup business. So Vicky, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Do you want to tell them a little bit about your business?
Sure. So my business is called Yumbar, and they're healthy snack bars that you keep frozen. And they're super good. The reason why we have four M's is it's to help to maximize your satisfaction, magnify your energy level, minimize your hunger pain, and it's made with love from home.
So what do you do in the corporate world? You're in marketing, right?
Yes, so I am actually a corporate trade show manager, and I help divisions and departments put together trade shows and events strategically and logistically, basically helping them, you know, consulting them in coming up with a creative experience.
So that sounded like a resume answer, which sounded really good. Mm-hmm. So what does that actually mean? Like, what do you do in day to day?
Have fun.
Basically, that's a great job.
Yeah. Have fun creating experiences and just, you know, capturing people's attention and trying to come up with, you know, some measurements off of that.
So you go to trade shows for the company, mm-hmm. and what do you do at these trade shows? You guys have a booth. You display your products. Mm-hmm. What do you do?
So most of the trade shows we attend, we definitely create that human, you know, connection, that face-to-face interaction with our clients, our prospects, and we definitely do talk about our products and service at these trade shows as well.
Got it. So do you feel like you get a lot of new clients or new customers from these trade shows, or is it more about just like getting your name across or name out there and branding? What is it?
Within our company, you know, our name is pretty, you know, big mm-hmm. out there. So a lot of times, you know, we have a lot of people who say they attend trade shows for the brand awareness, the brand recognition. But more it's about connecting. You know, you can't really have a human connection with being in social media as much mm-hmm. as you can meeting in person.
Yeah,
so.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked about that a lot on the show, about how important it is to be face-to-face in person with people. No matter how good technology is, there's something about being in person with each other that's really mm-hmm. beneficial. So how did you get into this trade show marketing kind of thing?
I started off 10 years ago, actually. So I've been doing it for about 10 years now. Mm-hmm. And I started off into marketing at my company and got hooked with one trade show and have been doing it ever since. And wanted to know more about it, wanted to learn more about like how to create that strategic event marketing. And so I got my certification through, you know, with my company paying for it and getting that certification for about 2 years.
What is the certification? Is it a marketing specific certification, or does it have to do with your trade shows?
It's a trade show certification. Okay. So trade show marketing certification.
Interesting. And mm-hmm. do you have like a test that you go through, or what is
yeah,
that like?
Yeah, so it's pretty intense. It's 2 years. that you do it. You take multiple classes just like you would, you know, at a college or university. And then after that, you write, a 36-page report.
36 pages?
On one event.
Wow.
Yeah, so everything that you've learned and encountered, applying it to one event. And then you take a test as well. So you fly out to, you know, another location, and then you take that test.
Mm-hmm. And the company paid for it for you?
Yeah, so I definitely got my support from, our executives and our management to back me up on that. And
very sweet.
Something I was interested in. Mm-hmm.
So do you travel a lot then to these trade shows?
Yeah, so I was traveling a lot when I got into it, executing the show, jumping from one trade show to another. But in my current role right now, I get to consult and share what I've learned through my experiences and what I've learned and pass it on to folks who are currently executing it logistically and strategically.
Nice. So for the viewers out there that like doing that kind of stuff or thinking about getting into marketing, thinking about doing trade shows, maybe they have their own company and they need to start going to trade shows for their own small business or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Like, what advice would you give to somebody who's starting out, doesn't know anything about trade shows? Like, what do you do? What are some advice that you can give them? Things like that.
Do your research on trade shows that you find interesting and then attend one and be observant. Be the attendee that gets to observe on what draws people to come into the booth and what draws people to not come to the booth, whether it's visually, the graphics, the promo items. Is there a creative experience to tie it in with your strategy? So I would start with attending one to see if that's something that...
So before you even go into business, just go as someone who's casual. I don't know, what is it, someone who attends those? Just an attendee? Is that what they call
them? There's a trade show for anything out there that you can think of. Car trade shows, real estate, as well as stationery, paper, anything you want.
So would you say that you should go to one in your industry? Or are they all pretty much similar, that you just go to any trade show that's around your area?
I would say go to both. I like to go outside of the industry just to get ideas, but within the industry just so you know what the people or the clients or prospects are looking for within your industry.
Got it. Mm-hmm. All right, so you've been in that role for 10 years, been successful, you've moved into a consulting role, you're having a lot of fun doing it. So what made you start this business on the side, Yum Bar?
This was something more personal. Being in this trade show world, I was always really busy, jumping from one show to the next and then going, having your personal life as well as work life. So I wanted to create a bar that kept me full and sustained. And before that, I would eat just really unhealthy, artificial sugar type of bars that made me want more of those bars. Mm-hmm. So I decided to, have at it, start playing around with some ingredients and see where that took me, and basically created this bar, had my sister try it. She never likes anything I make, and she liked that one. And then had a coworker try it, and he said I should sell it. So that was the root of it.
There you go. So you have a lot of marketing skills. What are those skills carried over into this business to help you?
Just the creative part of it, coming up with slogans and taglines that really, defines what Yum Bar is. That really helped, that I wanted to make sure that everything was really authentic and true to what the company is about. And then also just the event marketing that helped me as well, just to play out how to create that experience or to tell your story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do a really good job with the marketing, with just the design, the image, the slogan, everything about it's great. And they say don't judge a book by its cover, but that's exactly what you do with products, right? You look at the packaging and you make a split second decision on should I buy this bar or that bar or whatever
it
is.
Right.
So branding and images and packaging is super important.
Yeah, I'm all about packaging, whether it's even during Christmas time when you're wrapping something, adding the bow to it. It's all about the experience when someone opens something, and I always think that in my mind. Mm-hmm.
So what advice would you give to people that have that full-time job and are thinking of starting like their own company on the side? How do you do it? What are some tips you've learned or tricks of the trade of doing two things at once?
It definitely helps to have support. Having someone like for you, Matt, just that encouragement, that support, the entrepreneur, just a little kick to remind you that to keep pushing for it. but to try it out as well, you know, it is scary. You know, I've had a lot of doubts before, you know, whether I should start it or not being full time. But at the same time, I was like, well, let's see where it goes.
Nice. That's great. And like full disclosure, for me personally, I feel like throughout the whole business cycle or how long my business from beginning to end, we're not in between, I've always had those doubts. Like there's always been things to make me doubt. And it's so important to have a community that can encourage you along, help guide you through those doubts. Like, is this a real concern or is it not? Is it in your head? Or should you just push forward or do you need to reevaluate? It's so important to have that entrepreneurial community to kind of just build you up and help coach you along the way.
Right. I agree.
I don't know, what else should we talk about? Anything you want to share, words of wisdom?
You know, with Yumbar, I would have to say, you know, I read a lot of business books, a lot of improvement books and things like that, but it's not until you actually start and you go through experiences that you learn a lot more as you go. And I made plenty of mistakes as well, and but those mistakes helped me learn a lot and also to teach people too. So it's not just about me creating this business, but also to share what I can add value for other people who are interested in trying it out too. So, you know, when you teach somebody, you learn as well.
I think I even shared this on an episode that the average entrepreneur fails like 5 or 6 times before they're successful. And the longest time I just thought, man, that is such an intimidating stat. I'm going to fail 5 or 6 times. Mm-hmm. But then I started thinking about it more, and I used to think of it as an individual thing, like you failed and then you started over and you tried again, and you hopefully got lucky, but a lot of times you didn't. But then I started realizing that those failures and those like trials you go through, like you're talking about, are all teaching you and like coaching you and making you a better business person to be successful eventually.
Right.
And a lot of times it takes 5 or 6 times to get to a place where you're an effective business leader and you're successful at your business.
I agree.
So it's like you don't need to look at those failures as something that's even scary. If you take those failures and try to learn from it and build on it, it's a good thing.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like the failure for me is more growth and the success is more of the adrenaline rush.
Yeah. So how long have you been doing Yumbars for?
For almost 2.5 years.
2.5 years. Mm-hmm. And if you could go back to that point where you decided to do it, to pull the trigger, and would you go back and say, don't do it, or would you say, go for it?
I would say go for it. I mean, the experience has been just so much fun. It's an up and down roller coaster. You know, there's times I'm like, I don't know what I'm getting myself into, but then when you have that small little success where someone's really interested in your bar, that gets me excited, and it makes me want to continue to do it. So it's the people that I meet that actually makes me want to continue.
Yeah, I love that, because so much about business, and sometimes people get a bad rap or businesses get a bad rap, like they're corporate greedy or whatever, but really all businesses is providing value to people that people are willing to pay in cash or whatever, and you get a profit from it. But when you get to like interact with your customers and see their responses to the value you bring them, it's the best feeling in the world.
It is the best feeling.
Right? Like you feel like it's more meaningful than just the business even. It's something higher than that.
Yeah.
So where can they find you to order Yumbars for themselves?
You can find me, you can find Yumbar on Instagram or on Facebook. You can type in YU and then the 4 M's. B-A-R, and on Instagram, Facebook, and direct message me. I'm currently working on the website right now, but that should be up and going in about a month.
Got it. So Yumbar, YUMMMBAR, just one word, no underscores or whatever. What is that? What is it? Underscore?
Underscore,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. The thing about cameras is it makes you doubt things that you're saying.
Yeah, it's YUMMMBAR.
B-A-R. Got it. All right. So find her on Facebook and Instagram and pick them up. What flavors do you have? You have chocolate chip here. What else do you have?
So I have chocolate chip, I have dried cranberry, and then I have pumpkin seed. Mm-hmm. And so you can pick either three flavors, and a bag of 12 bars come for $30.
Great. That's awesome. I am a big fan of these. I eat them nonstop. They actually even help me lose weight, and I'm not saying actually, like, surprising, but what's great about them is they fill you up for so long that it replaces a meal, and it shrinks your stomach at the same time, so even when you do finally eat a meal, you don't eat as much. So these are really great and help me lose weight. So
yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. They have the chia seeds in it, so chia seeds and flaxseed, which are superfood.
Don't tell them your secrets. Just kidding.
I know the ingredients. So that helps you keep you full and sustained and energized as well.
Great. Mm-hmm. So check her out. Show her some love. Buy some bars. You will be blessed. You'll enjoy them. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks, Matt.
All right. Well, that was our interview with Vicky Nguyen. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have any comments or feedback, please reach out to me on Twitter, Instagram, How to Build a Tent. You can email me at matthowtobuildatent.com. Go help support a Christian sister in the Lord, Vicky Nguyen, and her company Yum Bars, YUMMMMBAR on Instagram and Facebook. Order some bars. They're delicious. You won't regret it. All right. We'll talk to you next time. God bless.